Hey love, I've finally done putting all that away. Oh God, my arms are so sore from carrying so many things. You know, I insist on making no more than one trip for groceries. Oh, true. It was a chaotic ordeal, but at least we're good for now. We should have enough supplies to last at least a few months. Let's see, we stocked up on all the essentials. Frozen food and veggies. Some fresh food too. Just in case things look up. Plus protein powder. Handkerchiefs. Rubbing alcohol. Vitamins. Fever medicine. Soap. Mouthwash. Pads. And sexy time stuff too. Lube and condoms. Oh God, yeah. Those lines were awfully long. It was truly wild. I don't think we've ever seen anything like that in our whole lives. People just kept buying more and more toilet paper. Oh, I seriously don't understand. We can just use our BD or even our shower head, and if the shit hits the fan, they can't eat or drink toilet paper. It's barely a thing to combat with. But I do get that people are just trying to find sense of control. Maybe some find it through stockpiling toilet paper. What can you do? I'm really happy we managed to buy everything we need for a while. All right, sweetie, come here. I want to thank you. You know, I'm really glad you sent me those articles by the public health experts and suggested we started to self-quarantine. You're completely right. Now we are doing our part with social distancing to help flatten the curve and staying away from our older parents. Yeah, for sure. We can still check up on them through the phone or in video chat if they can finally figure it out. All right. So I read the articles more and more literature from medical professionals and officials about how to properly self-quarantine. So what do you think about those proposed guidelines? Every day we'll wipe our phones with rubbing alcohol and our glasses too. Both can be so dirty. We'll wash our hands for at least 30 seconds before and after eating, face washing or doing any sexy stuff. Or at least sanitize them. And we'll need to drastically cut down on the face touching. Ideally, eliminate it. Yeah, I know it's a sweet thing we like to do while we're cuddling. But we actually need to stop doing that. Because pathogens can easily enter the body through our faces, right? Let's be vigilant and remind each other. If you see me touching my face, then please call me out. Yep. Sometimes the oldest sneaky habits are the most difficult to break. And we should probably try to cut back on the kissing a bit too. As it transmits germs, just in case. But on the bright side, after the pandemic is over, we can catch up on all the cute face touching and kissing to our heart content. You know what they say, it makes the absence make the hearts grow fonder. And we're both privileged to be able to work from home. We can set up mini home offices and take breaks together, keep each other fresh. And after the workday is over, we can hang out with our friends on Discord and play Jackbox and feel a little bit less lonely. You know, we finally have enough time to be pure homebodies and catch up on all the movies and shows on our watch list. Of course, we'll have plenty of time for tender, magical lovemaking, even much without the kissing and face touching. You know, I'm available for sweet reassuring, aftercare, and cuddles any time. Quarantine together could be more like forced romantic staycation. Let's think positive, right? Hey, honey. Is everything all right? Sure. Oh, yeah, love, I know, I understand. I know the coronavirus pandemic is quite scary and it's really serious. Look, I'm not gonna lie, I'm fucking scared too. No, no, I'm not supposed to. I just break down and show you how worried I am. But here we are. I know with each passing day, it seems that the news and the number of cases get worse. You know, I'm always open and honest with you. Especially. I'm really afraid too. Exponential growth scares me shitless. But we're not going to let that fear hurt us. Not one bit. Remember, we're not panicked. We're prepared. And we have a solid plan of action. We just need to hunker down and wait out for a bit until easy virus testing becomes widely available and containment starts to decrease the number of cases. Let's stay hopeful. It will definitely happen in due time. Oh. Look, even if, God forbid, it does evolve into the end of the world, we'll be in it together. But I promise. God, there's nobody in the world I'd rather be in quarantine with than you, Mio. You're the love of my whole life, you know. And you showed me to be your soulmate. I know. How did I find such an amazing life partner like you? How did I ever get so lucky? You're beautiful, bright, caring and kind. Just a perfect cinnamon roll. And you're sweet too. Just amazing the way you are with me. You're so kind and sweet. I just love you so much. Yeah, listen. We and our loved ones will get through this and survive it. We have to. I love you so, so, so much. I'm here for you. Always. I'm always here for you, baby. I know. You just put the phone down and stop looking at it. Because if you read up onto it, we're just worrying and worrying and worrying. And it's not going to do any of us any good. Yeah, hopefully it'll just get better. Just hope it can't go any worse. I love you too. So much.